When it comes to affordable housing, the Florida Keys face a quadruple whammy: high demand and low supply, strict growth limits, and a service economy that pays low wages. That's the conclusion of a new study from the Consensus Center at Florida State University. The study was commissioned by Monroe County. None of that is new to the Keys, but County Administrator Roman Gastese says some of the pressure eased off during the recession.
Now that the economic situation is improving and you're starting to see some of these high prices and getting rents and also in purchasing, it's becoming an issue again.
The county has trouble recruiting for professional jobs and is losing a firefighter a month because of housing costs.
So we've become the incubators for the rest of South Florida. You know, they come down here, we spent $15,000, $20,000 in training, and then we lose them in a year or two because they can't afford to live here.
Later this month, the county commission will decide whether to bring back its affordable housing committee. And Gastese said everything is on the table, including limits on height and density. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.